Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, guys, welcome to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts, your automotive host with the most. And in the studio, as always, we've got our Hot Rod and Happy couple, Smitty and Breezy.
What's going on, y'all?
What is popping, pimping?
I'm telling you, look at y'all coming at me like, hey.
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 How you doing?
Your airwaves.
I'm telling you, just coming at me like, it's like y'all in stereo. I got one on the left, one on the right.
Yeah, we're spread out today.
I know. Yeah. Because everybody else laid out, slackers.
Well.
Yeah, like it's a holiday or something.
I mean, you would think.
I mean, you know, come on.
The lake and grilled chicken's calling. So.
Yeah, exactly. So, Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst / numbers guru Richard Hoskins, the professor himself, isn't here. Absent.
MIA.
And then, of course, Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel / all-around cool car guy Kobe Miller didn't make it because he's got a camping emergency.
Grilling chicken.
Must be nice. By an open flame.
Would be nice if he brought me some.
I'm telling you, I like a little barnyard pimp myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good on the chicken and all that. I just, you know, I'd like to be sitting beside a grill with a cold beer in my hand.
I mean, I'm with you there. Everybody likes me.
We should have taken this outside. We should have grilled.
It's too hot for that.
It's so hot.
You know what I'm saying. I got a thing about the heat. Like, in theory, it sounds like a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, oh, man, it's beautiful outside. Then you walk outside, I'm like... This sucks.
Yeah, 2 seconds into it, you're like, oh, my God, I need to go outside.
I got a thing. I start sweating. Mm-hmm. And it's not good.
I bet you money we could put a post on Facebook that says, hey, whoever can bring us a Yeti cooler full of beer can hang out with us and record a radio show.
We can do that here. We can bring the cooler inside.
I mean, I'm cool with that, too.
I mean, I'm down. I mean, I'm down for the AC. Speaking of sweating your parts off... We had a great car show this past weekend. Now, so I get to do several charity events and things like that, and had a really good one in Greer, South Carolina, that I was actually at this past weekend, raising money for a veteran with cancer.
Hey.
That's amazing.
I love a good cause. That's what I tell you about. Support your local car shows because, I mean, they go to great causes. And this was I couldn't think of a better one. Really good cause. Great guy. Raised a lot of good money for him. Had a good time. A little hot. But
the heat was worth it, though.
The heat was worth it. I lost about 5 pounds.
Hey, you win.
I walk outside, it smells like bacon cooking. I'm telling you.
You're like,
bad.
No, that's my underarms.
It was like, who's cooking breakfast? Oh, that's me.
I smell onions.
I need a hot dog.
You wearing that new cologne, Aqua de Bacon? But it is a. Anyway, long story short, we had a great time, but it was very, very hot. What are y'all guys up to this weekend? Y'all been kind of quiet.
Oh,
it's always good when it starts with, ugh.
You should see his face, too.
I am going out of my mind, dude. Like, I got a pocket full of money and won't nobody take it. I've been trying to get
ready. I'll take your money.
Oh, I know you will.
I'll take your money.
But see, you ain't got what I need.
I can come up with it.
I've been looking for Breezy a new car.
See, that's the thing. Now, and that's hard because, like, you got to find her something good.
Yeah.
Or you're never going to live it down.
Exactly.
It ain't like you helped your homeboy find a car.
Exactly.
You know, because your homeboy, you can dodge him. You know?
Yeah.
You can't dodge her.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, especially since after my car comes his car. So it's got to be something good because I know what he's getting already.
Well, I mean, I might have a homeboy that's going to give a homeboy discount.
A homeboy discount.
It got so ghetto so quick. Right?
I got a homeboy. It's going to give me a homeboy discount.
Yeah. But I'm just like,
I'm over here clutching my wallet. You know what I'm coming down, Smitty? This is getting
hey, the way my weekend's going, buddy, you might need to guard your wallet.
Guard your wallet. I'm telling you.
I have never had such trouble, man. Never had such trouble. Like, if I could remember these people's names and their car lot's names, I would call them out just so y'all wouldn't go to them. I promise I would.
Well, and this is the thing. You know, it's always blown my mind in sales. all my life, I've been in some form of sales, you know, retail sales, wholesale, whatever, in automobiles. And I'll tell you something that's crazy about it is you would think that buying a retail car, especially in the upstate of South Carolina, where we have more car lots than churches.
And that's a lot.
There's one. And, I mean, we live in the buckle of the Bible Belt, okay? We have churches like New York City has Starbucks.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we have more car lots than all of those.
Yeah.
And, you know, so you would think, man, we're in the land of plenty.
Yeah, land of plenty.
But it is. I hear the same thing over and over again. Like, maybe that was why I was so good at selling cars, because I actually, like, stayed there.
Yeah,
I mean,
I opened up, you know.
Yeah, it blows my mind, dude.
We went to so many that, and nobody was there. And, like, the gates would be open, but nobody would come out.
Maybe it's self-service.
The person that
was
there.
It's like the Walmart now. You just check yourself out.
I think so. But, like, the person would be there, and he'd be like, no, only this side is my car lot. The other side belongs to somebody else, and he's not here. I'm like, really? Really? But you'll have the same sign. It's in the same fence. What's going on?
No, no, no. You're looking at the wrong side. Look at the other side. That's his side.
Apparently.
Dude, I ain't never in my life seen so many dirty cars for sale. And I've done hit on that 1,000 times. Dirty carpet. If you're going to take pictures of your car, clean your carpet at least.
You know, this is the thing. And it really bothers me. That's a major pet peeve of mine from way back. If you're selling something to somebody, and it may be the biggest turd in the world.
Yeah.
And I may have sold one or two in my life. But I'm going to tell you something. It was a clean turd.
Exactly.
It was a clean turd. Like you know, I washed the car, you know, like, you know, and tried to make it look as presentable as I possibly can. But these guys totally have lost the memo on that. These things still have numbers on them from when they bought them at the auction. They even scraped the numbers off.
Exactly. And I have never in my life seen this woman right here gag opening a door. I have seen that today 3 times.
Oh my God.
And I mean, you know, I want to tell you something. Cars get scents in them, you know?
Yeah.
And there's ways of getting them out of there. And the whole key is you need to get that out. When something dies in it, you need to be able to not just remove the body, but you need to remove the smell.
Exactly.
I'm pretty sure this Cadillac had Satan's underbelly in it. I mean, it was
Satan's underbelly.
Satan's, I can't say what I really want to say, but it was bad.
But don't worry about what she said. It smelled like, think of the car that she just said. The Cadillac.
Yeah, you open the door like, boy, that's a good looking cat. You open the door, death.
I couldn't even look at it. I mean, I could not put my head back in this car because it smelled so bad. And then we got home, and I swear to you, it was still in the back of my throat. It was bad.
I mean, it's awful, dude.
It inflamed her nostrils.
It inflamed my body.
I tell you, one of the worst things ever, I bought this car and it had this musty smell. It must have had water leaking in it for years. And it had this musty smell. And I was at my shop, and my dad, we bought a car. And, you know, when you buy cars at auctions, they're allowed to have anything in them. And there was this stuff called BOD. It's like this body spray stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
but it's not like a not like an aerosol can. Like
it was
like
a spritzer.
It's like a squirt bottle.
Like a Windex bottle.
And then he said, here, spray some of this on there. He starts just hosing this thing down inside it. Well, he slams the doors on it, and, you know, it sits outside in the sun for a day. You open the door, and then, like, the smell of butt and burnt garbage just inflame your nostrils with like a slight hint of lilac. You know, and it's just like, it was horrible. Like, I mean, I would rather have the musty mildew smell.
Yeah.
Because you can explain that. You can't explain why the inside of your car smells like burnt garbage and butt.
And why Kyle keeps calling and asking about it.
Stop. But that's, I'm with you. And that's the thing. It's all about selling a car. It's putting your best side forward. Like, you know what I mean? Like, actually presenting it. And they don't do that no more.
No,
I can tell you right now, if something's shiny and pretty, I'm going to be all over it. But if it smells like Kyle and butt and Satan's underbelly, then no, I don't want anything to do with
that. But you know what I'm saying? I mean, and that's the thing now. That's what they get to choose from.
That's exactly it.
I think the used car world needs me again.
I I think the used car, yes.
Yes.
Come back to your people.
Come back to your people.
Please.
At least long enough to sell us a car.
I'm telling you. It sounds bad. Guys, I'll tell you what. Speaking of cars, I think we need to talk about SUVs.
Oh, yeah.
I agree.
I think it's going to be a good one. Guys, hang tight. We're talking all about SUVs this week on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hours. Rob Pitts in the studio. As always, we have our Hot Rod and Happy couple, Smitty and Breezy.
Hey, hey, hey.
What up, y'all?
Well, they're happy right now. Yeah. They're car shopping, so this could go either way.
Well, I wouldn't call it happy right now.
I'm already sitting between you guys. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I'm like the mediator here.
Well, see, that's the thing, dude. It's normally, you know, it's like that. You know, the husband and wife are always bickering back and forth. The husband's saying she's never happy. She's saying you don't never listen to me, blah, blah, blah. No, it ain't even like that.
It ain't like that.
No. It's like we're picking the cleanest dirty car that we could find right now.
Well, and this is my thing. I don't mind. If I'm paying retail price for something, I want the retail experience to go with it. You know what I mean? Like, I want it to be clean.
Yeah.
I want it to be nice. You know what I'm saying?
French vanilla, black ice, that pine thing that they hang in the window. Something.
Anything.
Not dead dog.
Or you know, like, you know, so much grass and dirt in the floor that you kick up a rabbit in the carpet.
Yeah, exactly. I was worried about getting snake bit by sitting in the car.
I'm telling you. Would you sit in a new car when you're worried about getting yourself dirty? That's bad.
Like, we've sat in one car this entire time. Well, two. But that dash was melted, and I still ain't quite wrapped my mind around that.
I have never seen that before. And y'all that are listening, if y'all have seen this, then message Rob and let him know.
This is the melted dash.
The dash was entirely
melted.
Why
they gotta message me? I don't want to know about it. They need to message Breezy.
Well, y'all can message me, too. It was sticky. Like, I put my finger on it, and it came apart.
Know what that could have been on that, and you stuck your finger in it.
By this time, I mean, we're trying to build an immunity.
I'm telling you, that could be like some new disease. This could be like outbreak or something coming out of the dash of an Acura. And you're over here like, ooh, look.
Yeah.
And
it looked like, Josh said it looked like scabies.
It looked like scabies, man.
I've never described the dash of a car by, you ever seen scabies?
Oh.
I'm not even 100%. I'm scared to Google it. I'm not even 100% sure what it looks like, and I don't think I want to know.
Well, by the time I had my finger like halfway nail deep in it, he starts hollering, don't touch it. It looks like scabies.
Why she got to sit so close to me, Smitty?
You want to see the finger?
If she touches me, don't you touch me. You keep your death finger over there, okay? I don't touch me with that.
Man, that dash, dude, honest to God, reminded me of like a fresh slurry coating. You know what I'm talking about? The black top covering?
Yes.
Oh.
You keep...
Don't
you touch me. Don't you touch me. I'll tell on you. Don't you touch me.
Who are you going to tell, Patrick? Because Patrick's like, please do it. Get him in the ear.
I know people here, okay? I mean, like, high ups. She touched me. With her dead finger.
It was just my finger.
Yeah, and like, you just need to go blow your nose with like an antibacterial Clorox wipe.
I'm telling you, I need to like drink antibacterial.
You need a gargle with that. You need.
I'm telling you, we're building up an immunity to this because this is going to be a long ride, I reckon.
You need to wash your hands of battery acid or something.
Oh, man.
Eat the toxins off or whatever that is. Lord.
We still got one more to go look at.
I'm telling you. And we still haven't found a car.
No.
Still ain't.
Hopefully
still
this one will be it.
So you're looking for an SUV.
This one is an SUV.
Why do you feel like, I feel like Dr. Phil, why do you feel like you need an SUV?
Well, Smitty will tell you.
Is it because like it's like the end thing now?
No.
Because you got, keep in mind, let's do a little background. You got two kids.
Yes.
And they're getting big. They're not even kid size anymore. They're getting
No, they're taller
like
than me now.
You can beat them like grown men.
Yeah, they're taller than me, and I'm 5'6".
Like, you pull out a bat and start swinging around when you get mad at them now.
Exactly.
Aston's taller than I am, and I'm 6 foot.
Yeah.
And he's 15.
He's
not slowing down anytime soon.
You need to quit feeding that one.
Right? So
next
we
thing
need
you know,
something.
They get bigger than you, and then they start getting cocky, and then they start beating you up. I've watched Dr. Phil. I know how this works.
He's going to have to show me. I'm telling you, he ain't going to tell me about
it. Like my old man used to tell me. He said, "You make and do it, but you're going to have to do it every time you see
every
me.
Time.
Every time."
We need something, obviously, that will fit them. And I have the G35 right
Hell,
now.
They're getting to the age they need something they can ride around in their cell.
Right? Yeah. So
how about a Z car? I think that'd be the perfect thing, a convertible one.
And no.
Yeah, you could drive that, they'll have to get a job and get their own ride. You know what I mean?
Agree.
All right shoulder devil. Let's keep it Uber. On the SUVs over here.
Uber, you know that Uber's got a hell of a service now. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you could take the app. And just push it. And they kind of tall, so you can do XL. Uber extra large.
Oh, Lord.
I always thought that was like Uber for fat people.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious.
You would.
I mean, I'm just saying. It says Uber XL. I mean, I'm just throwing that out there. Just kind of like old, just like old Destination XL where old Patrick buys his clothes at. I'm just saying. I mean, you know, that's the Fat Boy clothes store. I figure that's like the Fat Boy car service or something.
Big and tall. Uber big and tall.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, they got wide seats. Hell, I don't know. Air shocks or something. I don't know. Something to haul away. I just...
God.
Okay, moving on.
Moving
Why
on.
Why do you need an SUV?
We need an SUV because the boys are getting so much bigger. Because
your Rugrats are getting big next.
And I have a sports car.
You got a sports car.
But I can't give up the fact that I will not be driving a sports car anymore, so I can't do a minivan. So... I need an SUV.
I don't want her to get a minivan.
I wouldn't either. Ain't no sense going crazy.
No.
Yeah.
I'd rather get a Suburban over a minivan.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I need a sport utility vehicle.
So let me get this straight. This is kind of like you're looking for something that's utility, but you're also looking for something fun because you're hanging on to your youth.
Right. I'm almost 40.
Damn, Dr. Phil, look at you go.
I'm getting close.
I'm touching on something here.
You're touching it.
Long, I need to.
Keep your finger to yourself.
I need to still feel hot driving this thing.
Okay. I found one with no air conditioner. She'd be hot,
that's
real
what
hot.
I'm saying. You could be hot.
I will punch you in your face before this thing is over with.
It's 90, you see what I'm saying? This is what I love about car shopping. It brings couples together.
Does it?
Usually in contact, like fists to faces.
I wish you could have seen the meltdown Smitty has had. And that hair has been driving him insane. So he's been flipping it and freaking out.
God,
it's hilarious.
Yeah. The hair's gone. I mean.
That might be why y'all having such a hard time. You know, they say women... They take advantage of women at car lots. They see both y'all. They're like, look at them two chicks looking at cars.
Well, they ain't even coming out the air conditioner to come out here and talk to us.
Because they think it's a joke. They waiting on y'all's husbands to come out. I'm just saying.
Oh, we didn't lie. We rode around one of the car lots and honked the horn trying to find somebody.
I did.
Hey, ladies, how you doing? Oh, sorry, that's a dude. Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, man, I got a funny story about the car show. It was hilarious. So anyway, the car show, this guy wins a trophy, and I'm doing the award ceremony. And I'm and all this stuff and all that bull crap. And I'm doing this, and there's a dude that's got this really good beard, like Duck Dynasty beard.
Yeah. Straight up official.
Yeah. And I told him, I said, this dude's got the beard of the day right there. His wife says, you can thank me for that. He wanted to cut it off. And I said, I'll be honest with you, last time I thought, I thanked the lady on the quality of her beard, I got cussed out. Guys, hang tight. We're talking car shopping for SUVs right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts. And, of course, in the studio we have our, I'm assuming, still happy hot rod couple, Smitty and Breezy.
What up, y'all?
guys, and of course, the professor and Kobe laid out on us today.
Right?
I mean, little slackers.
Yeah, I mean, just because it was pretty and it was sunny. Oh, yeah,
it's a holiday. Yeah. Just think you just don't show up.
It's like, let me go to the lake and I'm going to get a tan.
Exactly. And Richard don't even tan. He's like whiter than new fallen snow.
I know, right? I need to give him some of my self-tan.
What was that? Oh, powder.
Powder, there you go.
Yeah.
No, Richard don't need express tan. Richard needs like shellac. That's the only way you're going to have to primer him first before you can tan him.
That or prosthetics.
Because that's going to go right through. That white's going to keep bleeding through. Like, he's painfully white.
He really is. I've never thought about it, but he really is.
He makes Elmer's glue look off white.
Oh, God.
I'm just saying.
That's true.
My man be at car shows too, boy. I don't even see how.
Yeah, he walks around at car shows and, like, his skin reflects the sun back at him.
Yeah.
It does. He doesn't even get pink.
He's probably part of the reason there's a hole in the ozone. Because he's sending the sunshine back up at it, and that's what burnt the hole in it.
Yep.
Oh, that just gave me, like, a whole episode of The Simpsons.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Richard is so white it hurts. Like, white.
Glaringly white.
Like, painfully white.
Mm-hmm.
Refrigerator white.
You know what is white?
What?
An SUV that somebody won't sell you because it stinks.
Because it smells like foot. That's why.
It smells like dog butt.
And tacos. Oh, one smelled like tacos.
It did smell like taco meat.
That could be a thing. I mean, there's worse things. You
know? I'd take that over some of the smells I've smelled today.
Oh, me. I mean, you know, that's... Cars, and people do weird things in cars.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like people eat and the food falls down in there between the seats.
Yeah.
Ketchup packs get squished.
Oh, God, that's gross.
That's the most disgusting thing ever. Ugh. And then it like hardens, but it's still a little sticky. It's so gross.
God.
It's so gross.
Breezy, kinda Rob like ain't never going to
let you. I know, right? You
Rob ain't never going to let you touch him again.
She got me.
I'm 99% sure I got a herpes on my shoulder.
It's on you, baby.
Oh, no.
Not the tatas.
Oh, Lord. Oh, so anyway, we're talking about SUVs and whatever I'm going to be dying of next week. And anyway, like, I feel so dirty.
Well, you can do a commercial for a Breva, though.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
I don't think you're supposed to smear it on your whole body.
Like, hey, guys, this is raw pits.
They got a bigger tube of this stuff. I need one like a toothpaste tube.
And a squeegee.
Some rubber gloves, just lather myself up.
Can't let that stuff spread.
Thanks a lot, Breezy.
You're welcome.
Thanks a lot, Breezy. Don't worry. I'm going to give it to you.
I've already got it. I got to go to bed with her tonight.
And I'm sitting in between you two. hell, I might as well went to bed with you two. At least got a little fun out of it. Hell, I got nothing. I'm just an innocent bystander.
Oh.
So we're talking about SUVs this week. For the third time.
Are
For
we
the
really?
Third time. So we've got a... So we're looking at SUVs, and we're talking about people. But why do people want SUVs? And now it's a woman thing. Used to, the mom had minivans.
Yeah.
Now, I don't understand why minivans wouldn't be cool, because, I mean, it's hard to make a minivan cool. It really is. It's like a station wagon. You know, it's a station wagon is like a sidestep to a minivan.
Yeah.
And cool.
Yeah.
You know, utilities, yeah, I can understand a little bit. So now all the moms want SUVs. And I think it's because women are usually generally a little shorter.
Yeah.
And they like to be up. You know what I'm saying? Like
yeah.
that.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, you know, like I got a truck, but I don't.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like that's my mall crawler.
Yeah, I can hit a button and my back seats fold down.
Exactly.
Now, technically, I got a truck.
That's so true.
It is. I think it's because they feel like they sit higher up, and I think that's why they like them.
Yeah.
And you also have the convenience of a car on the inside of it, on most of them.
Well, that, and they're luxurious now. I mean, they're loaded
Very.
Out. I mean, back in the day, an SUV was strictly utility. Now, it's like, what, it ain't got no heated and cool seats?
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
And that's the thing. She's looking for heated seats,
backup
Bluetooth,
camera.
Backup camera, all that. And I'm like, dude, it's okay not to have some of it. No, I want them.
I want that.
Hey, you got it.
Don't argue with her.
When you find it, we'll buy it.
Don't you just don't. She'll touch you with her finger. I'm telling you, that's... But, I mean, that's the thing now. They're loaded out. And then the prices of some of these SUVs are insane.
God, my
SUVs hold their value.
Well, that, but we're talking about, you know, I know we're talking about used cars, but like, look at like some of the new car prices. And I mean, everybody knows that, you know, the Rolls Royce SUV or the Lamborghini SUV, yeah, they're going to be obnoxiously high.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But like, I'm talking about like a Ford Expedition.
Yeah.
Is $80,000.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Tahoe and Suburban, same thing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And we're not talking about, you know, Escalades and all that. That's another 10 on top of it. I mean, it's actually about another 20 on top of it.
I was about to say, dude, about 20 and 30 more.
And they're cool, don't get me wrong, and they've got all this stuff, but I mean, hell, they're more than a house.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you got a $100,000 vehicle sitting out there.
And you're riding around hauling kids. And big crayons in the back of it.
Sticking stickers on the windows.
Oh, Lord, I would beat my kid to death.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. I see cars like that, and like I just, you know, I would buy an old police car and haul them in the back of that.
Exactly.
You can hose that thing out. It's got a cage in the back. They can be hanging from the ceiling. It don't matter.
Ain't going to bother me a bit. Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you.
And that's another reason why I've waited so long to get an SUV, too, because the boys are older now. So they know better than to squish cookie back there.
They would know better. They would know better because they'd be eating their cookies through a straw. if my old man, I mean, I grew up literally. My parents, okay, I'm an only child. If it doesn't show sometimes, but I'm an only child. But the thing that was crazy is my dad drove a new Corvette, and that was our family car. Like my mother had a Cutlass, 2-door Cutlass. So it had a little back seat, so that worked. But we would go on drives in this Corvette, and I would sit in my mother's lap. Now, I was never a small child.
Uh-uh.
I kind of suffered from the same disease that Patrick did. I just outgrew it. and just like, you know,
so Uber XL.
Yeah, that DXL issue. And it was like, you know, so here I am sitting on this Corvette in my mother's lap. You know, so I was kind of a big kid. And like you didn't touch anything, like if he hit the brakes hard and I took like put my hand against the dash, not smack the dash, not grab the dash. I mean, just touch it, kind of just like support but not support. Why are you touching my dash?
Why you hit the brakes so hard?
I'm sitting on one butt cheek on my mom's lap, and you know what I'm saying. And that's how I grew up. And now you got kids today that come rolling up, their mom's rolling up in a new Escalade, and they're over here eating McDonald's, and they're grinding the French fries and carpet. I mean, I'd be in prison.
And see,
I would be making license plates for Escalades.
Yeah.
Yeah. My dad was the same way. Like after like 4 years of him having a vehicle, he would finally go through a drive-thru, but you best not open that bag. And you couldn't get a drink.
Oh.
And if mama drove the car without him and took us to McDonald's, he'd smell it.
Oh, yeah.
By the time we got home.
And this was the thing I'll never forget. I'm almost 40 years old, like months from 40. All right. When I was about 7, we went on a family vacation. I'll never forget. I got family that used to live in Tampa, Florida. My dad bought my mother in 1989. Now, keep in mind, I was older, a little bit older than this. I was 10. In 1989, he bought her a brand new Cadillac Eldorado. Absolutely gorgeous. Well, we ate something down the road, didn't agree with me, and it got me a little sick. I got a little sick in the back, it was pretty gross, and I'll leave it at that. My dad to this day mentions it at least 3 times a year.
Oh, are you serious?
I will never, I've never done it again. Absolutely ruined my new Cadillac. I will never live it down.
I can see your daddy doing that.
I mean, look at the things I've accomplished in life.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like, you know, I still live in their basement or anything.
Yeah.
But like the things I've accomplished and the things I've done. Remember that time you ruined my Cadillac? Merry Christmas, Daddy.
I'm like Josh, I can see your dad doing that. Totally.
And welcome to the reason I hate the holidays for 100, Alex.
See, man, me growing up, dude, my mom, you know, she raised 4 kids by herself, so we didn't have some expensive car, and we definitely didn't go through McDonald's drive-thru. But, you know, I went with my grandma and grandpa, and my grandpa's old school. He had a truck, and it was not an extended cab. You know, I remember riding in the Dodge, what was it? Like an Explorer, but, you know, it had the pickaxe and the shovel.
Prospector. Ram Charger.
Yeah, big Dodge pickup truck. It was him, my grandma, and me and my little brother sitting in the middle. You know, that's the way we grew up. And, I mean, he'd stop at McDonald's, but we didn't need it.
My grandpa was like, my grandpa was old school. My grandpa used to smoke cigarettes in the truck with the windows up with
me. My grandma did.
Never crack a window. What are you talking about? Flick the ashes in the floorboard. I'm telling you. It's just funny how things have changed. Hang tight. We're talking about SUVs and bad childhood experiences right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts in the studio, as always. We got our Hot Rodding for Right Now happy couple, Smitty and Breezy.
Hey, hey, hey.
What's happening, y'all?
A.K.A. Car Shopping.
Car Shopping.
And I'm going to tell you something. Nothing brings out relationship turmoil like car shopping.
I don't want to get
too far ahead of us, but now, so Breezy, what do you look for in an SUV? You want something stylish, because you're a stylish gal.
I am.
And I get that vibe from you.
Yeah, I need to be a little classy.
Classy.
Yeah. But Breezy, I like gadgets. And then that's actually in anything, but especially in an SUV. I want like a backup camera, because I can't see. You can ask me that.
And that's the reason why I'm pushing her toward an SUV and away from these little low to the ground cars.
For safety reasons.
Yeah. For everybody else's safety.
So putting her higher up in something bigger is making her safer. It's making the world a more dangerous place, it sounds like to me.
Well, yeah, I'm taking the safety away from everybody else and putting it in her lap. Because you just don't understand, Rob.
Can we wrap her in bubble wrap and be done with it?
Well, you just don't know how many times I've seen this woman swerve and like, oh, my God. And I'm like, what are you swerving? Did you not see that person? I'm like, woman, that was a trash can. That was a trash can on the side of the road.
Okay, so Smitty, let me and you talk about something else right quick.
I got you.
You know, have you ever seen them things on the wall? Like when you get your driver's license, it's got like the E, the big E.
Yeah.
They got the letters on it. Yeah. Maybe some numbers on there. And it gets smaller and smaller and smaller. She really needs to take a look at one of them before we continue on. I'm just throwing that out there. I ain't an eye doctor. I'm just saying.
If you asked her.
I'm not a optometrist, but an optometrist, but. You know, optotronics has never been my strong suit, but I'm going to tell you
English
something.
English either.
If she walks, and for a man that gets paid to talk. But if she's walking in the walls, you may need to get her lookouts looked at. I'm just throwing that out.
I mean, I guarantee you she knows that there's an E there because it's like the size of half the poster, but the rest of it.
I'm going to tell you, I've had my eye doctor's chart memorized for about the last 6 years, and he won't ever change
We're going to flip that thing, because, see, that's what's wrong. You done cheated the system.
Yeah, I did.
You kind of like my old man. You wear glasses, right?
Yes, so I wear contacts.
You wear contacts. So I'm going to tell you something. If you wear corrective, I didn't know they make contacts at damn thing.
They don't. Either. That's why I can't. That's why I can't go any worse, because they don't make them any thicker or whatever. Yeah.
So she got cataracts or something? What's wrong with her?
No cataracts.
Do we need to shoot a laser in her eye?
I'm trying to tell you, dude. Something.
So we're getting her an SUV because she's blind.
Yeah.
Now the truth's coming out. Okay, so goodness gracious. So you're telling me if I put your glasses on, I can see into the future.
You can see.
It depends on which way you look. You can see tomorrow. If you look to the left, you can see yesterday.
I can look at a map and see people waving. Goodness gracious.
Yeah, Smitty didn't believe how blind I was when we first got together, but he
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. Looking at you and looking at him, I believe it.
Yeah, I mean, I was grateful for that disability.
That was played in your favor. I'm going to tell you that.
I'm telling you, if she ever gets laser eye surgery, she's going to get a divorce, too.
the next thing she'll be getting is a divorce.
That's why you won't let me have my eyes done.
Exactly.
Oh, man, that's a subject for another time. So back to SUVs.
He feels like if I'm up higher, then I can see better.
She's further from the ground. How can she?
Yeah, but I mean, if she hits the trash can, then it won't completely destroy the car. You know, I mean, think about it.
How about if it really is a child, okay? I mean,
get your youngins out the streets.
Miss Magoo over here is not. Goodness gracious, a lot. I thought that was a kid. It's a trash can.
Yeah, it's a trash can. And you know how big them Greenville County trash cans they set on the side of the road are?
They're like dumpsters.
Exactly. You know, imagine that going through a G35's windshield and me sitting on the passenger side.
First of all, kids ain't that big.
I mean, it moves sometimes, I mean, like when the wind blows.
I mean, I guess from the back, if Patrick was wearing a green shirt, he'd kind of look like one. But you know what I'm saying? I'm just joking.
We love
I'm
you, Patrick.
I'm just joking. You're way taller than a trash can, Patrick. But you know, it's like, that scares me.
Oh, it terrifies me.
I'll tell you what, from here on out, I want you guys to leave first. And then I'll take off behind
you. Well, you notice I'm driving every time you see us.
Exactly.
There's a reason behind that.
Yeah, you driving Miss Daisy.
Exactly.
I got you. I got you, Hoke. I follow you. 100%. You know what? You the man.
Summertime, man, I don't worry about it. You know, it's daylight when she go to work, daylight when she come home.
All this time, I see her wearing sunglasses. I thought she's being stylish. No, she's blind.
She blind.
I'm blind.
You can't see through them sunglasses.
She could see with them off. It don't matter.
I'm telling you, nighttime is the worst. Like he said, the trash cans, they're bad, but signs, road signs, I can't read them. And then it looks like a person. So until I'm
everything
like right
looks
up
like
on
a
it.
Person.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'll holler and swerve.
It sounds like to me instead of an SUV, we need to find her a CNI dog.
We need to find her a chauffeur.
Exactly. Uber.
Uber XL.
No. She don't need Uber XL. Don't be saying that.
I'm just trying to get her to ride in that SUV that she's wanting to buy.
I'm telling you. I'm just saying, you know, Uber, bus tickets.
It's maybe not a bad idea.
Maybe they'll let her take her dog with her. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe get something nice we can all pet, you know?
Oh, that would be cool.
It would be cool if we had a CNI dog.
Yeah.
In the group. I mean, Richard's always wanted a pet.
Unless I got a CNI dog with, like, a sense of humor that, like, took off and, like, sat over in the corner and was like, where'd you go?
See, I'd be the guy that would be, like, taking treats and laying them out, like, walking into the wall. I would throw your CNI dog off. I would do it on purpose.
I'd be like, Rob, what'd you do with my dog?
Either that or get one of those whistles that you can't hear but drives dogs crazy.
The dog take off, run, and drag me with it.
Okay, so we do need to get an SUV, not a dog. Rob had my old lady looking like I beat her all the time.
Man, I figure she'd look a lot better since she's not driving. No, she keeps walking into walls, man.
Real? Why are you back in the emergency room? I walked into a wall.
Sure you did.
You know we can protect you from him. Just give us the code.
Just give us the word.
Show us on the dog.
No, Lord. Oh, that's hilarious.
All right, back to SUVs.
So, but anyway, so you feel safer in an SUV, and I understand that.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, you need a lot of transfer trucks on the road and things like that. So, safety is always it's paramount, usually, when somebody's picking out an SUV. And on top of that, they feel cool. Like, you feel like you have control.
I mean, they really do, dude. I mean, it's like I was talking before we started, you know. Think about the SUVs when they first started. I mean, half of them didn't even have air-conditioned radios. To now, to where, I mean, these things have got everything.
They make Rolls Royce SUVs.
Exactly.
Literally.
Yeah. Lamborghini.
SUVs.
Lamborghini makes an SUV. Everybody
Porsche.
Makes an SUV. Porsche, yeah.
But which I mean, I thought were the ugliest things ever when they first came out. Now they're kind of growing on me a little bit.
I ain't a fan of a Porsche, no way, so. But, I mean, they have everything. All the amenities of a small sports car or even your big, like the Escalades and stuff. I mean, it's.
It's a Cadillac.
Yeah, I mean, it is. I mean, it's.
It's the Cadillac of SUVs.
Exactly.
That's 100% true.
Just saying.
And they, most of them, knock on wood, run forever.
Yeah,
I mean, they do.
That's the General Motors coming out in it. That's how it works. That's how it works.
But they do. I mean, they can have really high. Like, you don't shy away from buying a high mileage SUV. Depending on year.
Depending on some of them.
Yeah, but with a car, you know, okay, this person probably dogged it out. They probably ran it into the ground. But with an SUV, it's normally meant to have a good bit on it.
As a rule.
Well, I mean, 99% of the time, if you see a car with 250,000 miles. Oh, half of that's highway mileage. And you know they're lying.
They're lying.
You know they're lying. But with an SUV, I mean, they're made to go traveling. They're made to go here and there. I mean, you know, a lot of those miles are highway mileage.
They are highway miles. I'll tell you what else we got a lot of is commercial breaks.
Every time you turn around.
I'm telling you guys, every time. Hang tight. We're talking SUVs this week on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.